You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. One statistic that gets tossed around a lot is that about two-thirds of the U.S. economy comes from consumer spending. That's not quite true. It's actually a little less than that and more complicated. But what is true is that what we buy and how we buy it has a big economic impact. And right now, the things don't look that hot for shopping at old-fashioned stores. Ralph Lauren, The Gap, Banana Republic, to name a few, all said they're closing stores. Sapna Maheshwari writes about retail at BuzzFeed, where she's a senior business reporter, and we asked her to help make sense of what exactly is happening right now to U.S. stores. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I want to start with kind of a really basic question. What's a store now in 2016?
Well, they still exist, but the role of a store is changing. They're becoming fulfillment centers. They're becoming places for entertainment.
Fulfillment? What is a fulfillment center?
A place where they're shipping your online orders from more and more.
I'm sort of curious about, I guess, whether we should break this up. Like, when we think about where people buy stuff, should they be thought of in different buckets, like big box store, small store, online? Or how do you think about it?
Yeah, I've always thought about it as kind of the inner part of the mall, which is what we call specialty retail. So that's Gap and Banana Republic and all those stores. And then department stores, which is Macy's and JCPenney. And then all of the stores on the strip centers, so the TJ Maxx's and all of those. And they all have online components, but that online portion is obviously getting bigger all the time.
We asked people in a Twitter poll where they did their shopping, and I was struck. Almost half of them said online, but that was particularly for, you know, groceries and basics and stuff like that. So where do you see the kind of breakdowns? Are they by item or class of item, or are they by price point?
I would say it's sort of by brand. So like clothes, for example, that's a lot of stuff that people want to touch and feel, and sizing is really difficult. So it makes sense to go to a store for those things. And then on top of that, I would say brands that you care about or like to engage with, so maybe makeup brands, that becomes something maybe worth going to a store for.
It's been earnings season. We've seen earnings come in for some of these big retailers. If you look at, say, Macy's, that's kind of a bloodbath. What do you do if you're a great big department store right now?
You freak out. I think it's terrifying. There's a lot of layoffs. I mean, the big problem is, you know, really what you're getting at. What is the role of the store?
Yeah.
And if a store is supposed to be this engaging place for people to go to, then it has to be more entertaining. But that requires an investment. And so if there's less foot traffic, you are inclined to maybe invest less in your stores. And that's the, you know, puzzle that retailers are facing right now.
So let's take a store like Macy's. I don't want to pick on them, but they're a good example. What's going wrong?
Well, one thing that's going wrong is foot traffic at lower income malls. And so the way the mall industry views their malls is A, B, C, and D, where A is best and D is worst. And you can probably think of an A mall and a D mall if you think about where you grew up, if you grew up in a suburb. For me, it was the mall 45 minutes away. That was the really nice mall in Connecticut, and it had an Abercrombie and Fitch back when Abercrombie was cool, and the one 10 minutes away didn't have that. And we knew if we wanted to go buy a bunch of stuff, we'd go to the nice mall. And so it's those malls that aren't as, I guess, nice, don't have as many high-income shoppers, that aren't getting as much foot traffic or dollars, and the sales per square foot are really troubling.
So if you spin forward 5 years, are malls going away?
I think bad malls are going away, and that's becoming more and more clear. The mall industry has a lot of resistance to the fact that shopping is changing, but I think that so many retailers are struggling. I mean, you look at all the bankruptcies out of Aeropostale and PacSun, and a lot of others are struggling. So, I mean, they need to maximize their own sales and square footage, and so it's kind of looking like those bad malls are worth getting out of.
We cover inequality a lot on this show, and I was thinking about this before we came in here, wondering, you know, is there a fracturing also among income bands in terms of where people shop and what kind of stores are getting investment and what aren't?
I mean, definitely there are a few researchers that have looked at this, and the A malls, so we're talking malls that have an Apple store, that have maybe a Tesla dealership.
Wow.
They're just surrounded typically by a higher income person, more educated person, and that person's probably going to spend a lot more and brings like a certain kind of traffic to that place. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of a split happening.
If you had to put, I guess, a narrative on retail over the past, I don't know, 5 years, maybe even decade, how would you describe it?
I think it's really this industry like grappling with this huge shift in power. They don't know how to reach people. So I think the story for the past 5 to 10 years is, how do you deal with the internet?
Have they figured that out?
I don't think so. I mean, just in the past month, the Gap CEO was saying, you know, they're considering putting their products on Amazon. And that is just enormous. I mean, it really speaks to how differently retailers are viewing themselves, and the traditional metrics of success in the industry are changing dramatically. So before, it was a lot about foot traffic. Now they're really caring about clicks. And, you know, the CEO of Gap has really been open about that. But then how do you translate clicks to sales? And, you know, what are the conversion rates and what are the return rates on online orders? And these are all just huge questions.
I want to play a clip from the movie Mean Girls now. It came out about a decade ago.
Get in, loser. We're going shopping.
Okay, so that's post-Clueless, but the mall was still cool then. Is it anymore?
I don't know. I don't know if that's the coolest place for teens to hang out anymore. I don't know if mall rats would make sense, maybe, to a young person today.
And I guess that is probably the thing that underscores this decline of American retail.
Yeah. I mean, I think teens today, maybe they would go to the mall for Chipotle, or they would spend it on food, or maybe they'd go to a Dave and Buster's, but they're not going to the same stores that they used to. And I mean, that's a huge problem for a lot of brands that we've seen struggle.
Sapna Maheshwari is a senior business reporter for BuzzFeed. Thank you so much.
Thanks.